The John Cole Show.
PPI and Celtic Media Awards Radio Magazine Show of the Year.
You can smell the that's the tamarind, I take it, is it?
Well, that's actually the garam masala.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The warm and spice.
But I just put one on there.
So these parathas are like, you eat them in your hand?
That's it. It's Indian street food. I got the recipe from a friend who has an Indian restaurant in Bristol, about 20 minutes from Highgrove. So this is a chapati dough or paratha dough. They're both the same, and it's flour, water, wee bit of oil and salt, and that's it.
Simple.
But the thing is, you mix it together to a dough, and then you knead it, John, and you have to get in there, you know, get your Fitbit on, and you get in and you knead it and knead and knead. This is just one bit, but knead it for about 10 minutes. Honestly, I did it last night. You know when you're waking up in the middle of the night and you feel these pains, so it's like, is this it? And I actually remembered, put it into your mixer, to be honest, so you stick the dough hook on, because you do have to do a good bit of kneading. And then roll it out, and you need to roll it out thin, so don't be shy with the flour, you know, flick the flour, and then keep, when you're rolling out dough, it's like the same with a pastry dough, keep moving it round, and then it'll not stick. Don't just roll it out, and so just nice, and I'm saying three millimetres on the... so as thin as you can, really, and then
it ends up the size of a kind of like a side plate.
Side plate, John. Yeah, but you can make big, massive ones. You can make you know, small ones. And then I've got a mince, just a nice. Look, I use minced beef here, and there's ginger in it. There's garam masala, an onion, so it's savoury mince with a bit of curry in it. And make it sure it's really, really dry, and put that in. Just spread that into the middle. You could use lamb, the same way. Or if you wanted to, you could do, vegetarian, just with chili and onions and maybe a wee bit of feta cheese or something would be nice. And then gather
up. But dry, you don't want sloppy.
No, really dry, John, and cold. And then gather up sort of like into like a wee money bag there, just, and then roll that in your hand into a round. More flour. And then just roll that out. Nice and...
Oh, and flatten it again, then.
Keep flattening it so that your meat sort of goes into it, really gets into the dough. And then onto a dry. I've got one rolled here, and then I'll finish this one off. Now this one's sort of falling apart a wee bit, and I'll maybe come back to that one.
The recipes will be on the website.
Yeah,
anyway,
there's a good one. That one's yours, Michael. I'll gather that up again.
Sorry,
that's a twice rolled one. I'm joking. That's yours there. And then onto a dry pan, John. So non-stick pan. And then just when it's in the pan, we put it in, and then just a wee drizzle of oil.
Over the top of it.
Over the top. Nice high heat. I mean, these would be done on a tandoor oven, which is done at massive temperatures. But get your pan really hot. This would work in the barbecue as well, as long as it's, as your grill's really, really hot and you've got a good... And then, I mean, it doesn't take long, we'll just let that cook, and then maybe about a minute on each side.
And this would be a starter rather than a main course.
Just a nice starter. The sauce now is tamarind, which is this one here, John. You can buy tamarind as a pulp, and it looks like compressed dates. Or a lot of the supermarkets are doing now, and it's a lot hand. And then with that, you have to, if you pass that over there, just in a paste, you have to add boiling water, leave it, and then strain it. But you can buy the wee tamarind. And the whole thing, as you are making that face, is that
it's that tangy.
Lip puckering, John. That's it. Lip puckering.
It's lovely, but
So I've got.
I just wouldn't need a jar of it.
No,
but you don't.
You don't.
That's the
ingredient. If you can't get tamarind, just substitute cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did, wee black onion seeds, the wee Nigella seeds. I use them, but sometimes I make sure they're in a really tight jar, and don't spill them, or else you'll have a panic attack because they look like you've got a wee rodent friend. Okay, so they're and I've toasted some of them, some Bramley apple, your tamarind, and then sugar and ginger. Fry off the ginger, add the seeds until they pop. Put in your tamarind and your apples, and just stew it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let you try this, John. So cut up the paratha. Or, rip it up, won't you?
Rip it up.
Rip it
and dip it.
Rip it, and then put a wee bit of this on. If you don't want to do this, you can just have it on its own, even just with some mint and yogurt, or I'll get yours, Michael, now. And that's it.
Mm. It's good to be back. And the thing is, it's you can see the meat and all is inside the it's
yeah,
inside the mixture because you've rolled it again after you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really delicious. We've got the meat inside the wee paratha, and then you've got the tiny sauce on top.
That's it. And you just do plain, you know, the bread, John, itself. You just do that plain. Don't worry about rolling in the meat and just do it like that. Just nice plain paratha, and then put your anything on top. But the wee the chutney just adds a bit of zing to it, doesn't it?
Paula, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Really, really tasty. Indian parathas.